Hello, Logan.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on, pal?
Not much, just living the life, getting up at
5
in the morning to talk to you guys.
Well, you never see this in the Patriots locker room. We got some strange stuff going on. LB in a giraffe print bathrobe, a big gigantic giraffe print bathrobe, and Stacy in the studio getting ready for this bicycle ride today. But you guys are getting ready for the game on Sunday. Nice to be home?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Let's clarify this. Is LB just wearing a bathrobe?
No.
Yes.
Logan, I did think about going stark naked, but
I think he has underwear on.
I can't do that to my coworkers, kid. You know, yeah, I don't know how. You know, I can't deal with the suspension right now. But we're good.
Is this one of those radio shows where you're on TV also, or is this just radio?
No, thank God that is not.
No, Hillman won't let that happen.
Yeah, bad body language.
Otherwise, we'd all be rich.
Danielle would take an hour to get ready for the show.
Exactly.
She'd get here at noon. I mean, at midnight.
Hey, you know what I want to ask you, Logan? It's been a long time. I mean, Tom Brady and the wide receivers have been the focus of this offense for, I don't know, 12 years. But right now, with the way the offense is set up, every week it's about you guys. You guys are the key and the difference in every game. Are you guys enjoying the fact that the wins rest on your back?
As an O lineman, that's how we felt the whole time. We were just overlooked the whole time. But, you know, it does. It comes down to the O line a lot of times. And all those years, if the O line played bad, usually we lost. And that's how it still is. If we don't do a good enough job, we're not going to win the game. Tom won't have time, and we won't get enough rushing yards. So every week we have to play good, or we're not going to win.
Logan, speaking of Tom, I mean, you played with him for a long time. And you know, were you surprised that the criticism that came his way, as when it comes to the passion that he displayed toward some receivers the other night?
Oh, of course. You know, he's a fiery guy, and he wants to win, and he wants things done his way. So, and if it's not going that way, he's earned the right to yell at people, and I think that's just how sensitive society is today, where they see somebody getting yelled at, and they think a big outrage. You shouldn't be yelling at people.
I hate getting yelled at.
But you shouldn't. Yeah, you shouldn't.
nobody should
ever yell at anybody. I mean, what is the best course of action? Because I'm sure you've experienced when you're being yelled at by Tom Brady. Do you look him in the eye, or do you look off in another direction?
No, you look down. You don't ever say anything.
You look down. Oh, yeah. Like, what's the best course of action, Logan?
Yeah, that's you know, there's been times during the game where the O-line's letting him get beat up a little bit back there, and he's let us know that we're not doing good enough, and he's earned the right to let you know, and whenever he lets us have it a little bit, we all just kind of look at each other, look at the ground, and but we know we got to do better, and we knew we needed to do better before he told us. So.
But the worst thing you can do is say something back, because that just
makes it worse.
Just it's like pouring gasoline on the fire.
I guess I don't understand. Yeah. I feel like if Tom lit me up, the next play I'd step out of the way and Tom would get nailed.
You wouldn't be around.
Like, I'd just say, all right, yeah, but all right, you want to get in my face? I'm not going to block.
How is you may not ever encounter this, but you may have heard it. When it comes to trash talking, is on the field, is Revis a big proponent of that?
Not that I know of. He's always way out of where I'm at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He's not down there in the trenches.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those little guys, they like to talk a lot because of that little man syndrome and everything.
Yeah, of course.
They never
really come in your space. When they go in your space, they're flying through.
Yeah. They're usually yelling out or something.
Did you feel like effort-wise... you talk about last game that you guys, you know, were there, or did you feel like, you know, I think Bill was somewhat complimentary considering the outcome of that game. Did you feel like you guys were there?
Oh yeah, effort wise it was there. Execution wise it wasn't there.
Yeah,
you know, the defense played great, execution and effort. The offense, we had a lot of effort. Guys were trying as hard as they could, and they were doing almost everything right. Just there was too many plays where we didn't have everyone doing things right, and that's what really held us back.
All right. Well, listen, it's going to be great weather on Sunday, and it's nice to have everybody. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, do you like the one? It's Sunday. Do you like the 1 o'clock? Do you like the 1 o'clock tilts? What's your favorite time of game time?
My favorite is the 4 o'clock. You get up, you get to rest a little in the morning, and then get ready for the game. Then my second favorite is the 1 o'clock, because you just get up, get it over with, and you get to have some fun after the game.
And then eat. Right. Yeah, and then you get to go
eat and feast.
All right. Well, listen, Logan Mankins, great to have you on, bud. Thanks, and good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You're the Bears, Logan.
Right, there's Logan Mankins on the Hillman Morning Show.